Good morning, church. Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Allison Kashanik, and I'm the daughter of Scott and Debbie Kashanik. And this summer, I was given an opportunity to do a ministry that was way out of my comfort zone, and I would really like to talk to you guys about how God changed my life and really just opened my heart to something that I would never have known had he not put me out of my comfort zone. This summer, I was able to join a worship team that would travel to 5 different camps and over 12 different schools. Why I say I was put out of my comfort zone is because if any of you have ever heard me sing, I'm a very high soprano, and they were like, we'll have you sing alto. So there was that. And then I am an extrovert, and everyone on the team were all introverts, and there were 5 of us. 3 girls and 2 guys. So that was also very stretching, but also cool because I got to learn how to interact with people that weren't like me. And then thirdly, why I was really out of my comfort zone, I'm used to dealing with little kids, and I love little kids, and I never thought that I would be put with a bunch of teenagers. They terrified me. And when you go into a room and there's all these people, and they're like, okay, Allison, go talk to them. Oh, okay. It was very terrifying. So just being out of my comfort zone, I was not able to think about myself because I was so compelled to show them the love of Christ because I was just so uncomfortable with where I was. I had to trust in God, and I was weak, and he made me so much stronger. And nothing that I did or went through was because of me. He could have chosen anyone else to do what I did, but I'm so blessed to have been given that opportunity. The first camp that we went to, there was a lot of issues with how the guys were treating the girls because they weren't treating them with value because they had a bad bringing up of how to actually treat women and other females because their parents were not treating each other the right way. And we noticed that right away and talked to the camp director and asked if we might be able to meet with the girls separately and the guys separately and just talk to them about how Christ feels about them. And he was gracious and was like, of course, you guys can have the whole night. So we came up with a plan of taking the girls, there are about 30 girls, down to a mud hole. And we had them dip their hands into the mud, and we said, this is what you see yourself as, and this is what you were before Christ. But with Christ, you've been washed and purified, and we washed all of their hands. And before this experience, I never told a whole group, much less more than one person, my whole testimony. And God was like, well, Allison, you're going to tell people your testimony. And so after we went through and we washed all the girls' hands, we talked about their value in Christ and how in Ephesians it says that they're chosen and they're loved and they're purposeful. And in 1 Peter it says that they're precious to him. And they couldn't believe it. They were like, me? Precious. I've done all these things wrong. And then I was able to give my testimony. And I can honestly say I didn't think that my testimony could ever be used for good. But God had a different plan. And after that, girls came to me and talked to me about what they were going through. The first 2 girls that I talked to struggled with cutting and suicide. They had tried and attempted many times and failed, praise God. And that was just really sad to see that these girls were so undervalued in their own eyes. These were girls that would go to church every Sunday and had families much like yours and mine. And I was just blown away by how broken they were. The next girl that I dealt with, she had been raped when she was 11. And she was only 13 years old and was going through a lot. And just being able to talk to them and tell them that they were valued was such a precious thing. And it's something that I realize that we're not really told very often as teenagers because a lot of times it's all about us. But I do think that it's really important to talk to them about how Christ valued them because, like I said, they were blown away. They didn't believe what I told them because they hadn't told such horrible things from their families, from schools, and the devil is everywhere trying to attack. And it's very evident in their own lives. They're trying to find things to fill those holes in their lives, but all they need is Christ, and they need to know the true value that they have in him. And after that camp, we went on to different camps. And it's so cool how God works, because at every single camp, we were able to talk to the campers about value and how God loves them. And every single kid that I talked to came from a broken home where they were either being abused physically, verbally, where they were hurting themselves, where they had thought of committing suicide, where they were going to different pleasures to fill their lives. And it just amazed me that people just like us were struggling like this. And it got to be very comfortable, which, like I said, I was out of my comfort zone, so it felt kind of weird starting to get comfortable. And I asked God, this was at our fourth camp, I was just like, Lord, help me to love someone that I would not already love without your help and your care. And that night, after I told my testimony, a girl came up to me and told me that she had an abortion 2 weeks ago. And like I said, that was of God, because without his love, I wouldn't have been able to look at her and say that I loved her, because I cannot stand for abortion. And though it was hard talking to her about, you know, what she had done, she also needed to know how loved she was in Christ. So all of those things happened to me and to the campers and to all these other people. And the two things that God taught me most about myself and about other people is that we have such a high value in Christ, in his eyes, and who we really are. And we tell each other lies about ourselves all the time, and he doesn't want us to do that. And I also realized God's love, just looking at the prodigal son and seeing how, you know, everyone hates him, but the father runs to him and puts a ring on his finger and cloaks him and says, you are my son and you have my inheritance. And we have that. And that just blew me away, that God's love is like that. And if I was going to be honest to these girls about their value and about who they were in Christ, then I needed to feel that same way about how he feels about me, which was also very hard. But like I said, God just worked in my life in amazing ways. And something else that I learned, which is kind of like stepping on my toes, when Christ washed the disciples' feet, he said, you know, the servant is the one who is first in my kingdom. You need to be a servant. True love isn't expecting anything in return. And a lot of times I felt like, well, I did this, what am I going to get back for it? But that's not true love. And I really learned that this summer, that if I truly want to love other people, I have to be so compelled to love them that I forget about myself and just go and serve them. So that was also something that I learned. I really want to ask you to pray for these families that I talked to, and for any family you see on the street any regular day, because you never know what people are going through, especially these teenagers. I ask you to pray for these churches to come alongside and work in their lives. And I also would encourage you to look around at our own church, at the teens, and see, you know, they, even if they're not going through something, they could always use encouragement and you pouring into their lives and telling them how much God loves them. So I would encourage you to do that. Like I mentioned in the beginning, I really was changed. And I'm a junior at Baptist Bible College, and I am a theater major. And at first it was like, well, I'm going to be on Broadway. But no. God was like, no, you're not. And then it was like, well, I really want to work with little kids. I'm good with little kids, right? I can do something with acting and directing in that way. And God was like, no, that's good, but I have something better. And so this summer when I got to work with the teens, I was just like, wow, I have a passion to serve people and to work with that age missionally. I would really love to do something missional, something that has to do with directing and acting. I'm not really sure what that is, so I would really appreciate your prayers for me. but I know that even though all this is happening and it's great and our world is pretty dark, God has overcome the world. So thank you very much.